CFRC.ca.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is the show where each week we talk about a new band, their influences, and who they influenced. This week, I will be talking about one of my favorite bands to listen to, and, well, 100% a guilty pleasure, but this week is Panic at the Disco. So without further ado, let's get into it. Now, Panic at the Disco were one of those bands who got really big when they were really young. I believe they were like 18 or 19 at the time, and they were also one of those bands who formed as just a group of friends who shared the same musical interests. They formed in Las Vegas in 2004 when neighbors and childhood friends Ryan Ross, the lead guitarist and primary songwriter, and Spencer Smith, the drummer, wanted to play some Blink-182 covers. They would later recruit another one of their high school friends, Brent Wilson, on bass, and then boom, the band was pretty much formed. But yeah, to start things off, I'll play one of the songs that they would cover, Dick Lips by Blink-182, coming up next. Now, I know I said that after the bass player was recruited, the band was formed. They were fully formed. That's not entirely true. They soon realized that they wanted a rhythm guitarist and backing vocalist to help level out their sound. And Brent Wilson, the bass player, knew just the guy. Brendan Urie. Now, the story is that Brendan Urie was recruited as a rhythm guitarist and backing vocalist, but one time, during practice, the band heard him sing backing vocal and were more than just impressed. The next day, the unanimous decision was made to make Brendan Urie the lead singer, and alas, finally, truthfully, the original lineup was formed. Now, they started as a Blink-182 cover band, but they also had some other major influences. In a magazine interview published, Ryan Ross, the guitarist and primary songwriter, was asked for 10 songs that changed his life and inspired him to start a band. Some of those songs included Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, Damn It by Blink-182, and Eleanor Rigby by The Beatles. That'll make sense later. But up next is Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
Down on the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no.
Transitional Housing announces its first annual Christmas Toy Drive. Running from November 1st to December 10th, Ryandale invites members of the community to bring a new unwrapped toy to the following locations in Kingston from Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone Drive, or 669 Victoria Street. Toys will be distributed by Loving Hands Kingston, supporting 80 agencies across Kingston. If you'd like more information, contact Mandy, programs at ryandale.ca, or Patty, operations director at ryandale.ca.
A sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Those last two songs were Damn It by Blink-182 and Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. Now, Panic at the Disco came during a time in music where what became known as mall emo was very popular. And it was called mall emo due to the emergence and popularity of the store Hot Topic. But anyway, some mall emo bands that Panic expressed a liking to were Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance. Up next is Helena by My Chemical Romance.
Fuck. come true.
Now, that last song was Sending Postcards from a Plane Crash by Fall Out Boy. Now, Panic at the Disco liked Fall Out Boy so much, and they were working on some songs of their own at the time, so decided to take a gamble. They sent their demos to Pete Wentz, Fall Out Boy's bass player, through the website LiveJournal. Pete Wentz responded, flew to Las Vegas to watch them perform in Ryan's garage, and then signed them to a record label. Their debut album would come out in 2005 and was titled A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. Here's Kamisato off that album.
VIV and your hospital bed. This was no accident. This was a therapeutic chain of events.
Our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for
CFRC is celebrating our funding drive with the second annual Radiothon, and it kicks off on Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m. and concludes Saturday, November 29th at 10 a.m. That's 50 hours of original first-run programming right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's the substandard motels on the Lala, corner of 4th and Fremont. Straight appealing only cause they're just that unappealing. In practice Catholic would cross themselves upon entering. The rooms have a hint of asbestos and maybe just a dash of formaldehyde. From a lawyer and a virgin, she's rising with a rosary tucked inside her lingerie.
She's getting a job at the firm come Monday. The missus will stay with the cheating attorney. Moonlighting aside, she really means this money. A wonderful caricature of intimacy. Yeah,
yeah. And not to mention the
gospel and his proposition for that virgin. Yes, business. As he said to the missus, well, all the hours before, after he had left, she was fixing her face in a compact. There was a terrible crash.
There was a terrible crash
between her and the bed. She spilled her purse and her bag and held the purse of a differing kind.
With the people inside.
After the debut album's official release and some shows had been played, Brent Wilson, the bass player, was unfortunately fired for poor performance, and a new bass player, John Walker, would join. Brent Wilson would go on to sue the band, claiming he wasn't being credited enough for his contributions, and that was quietly settled, but Brent faded away. With John Walker now part of the band, their music was elevated, and Walker and Ryan Ross would form an unlikely songwriting partnership. Panic toured extensively for the first album, and after the tour was done, they took a long break. During this break, Ryan Ross was sort of done with the dance punk style of their debut and really wanted to hone in on music he cared about and felt reflected him maturing. Now, that music was more Beatles-inspired. I told you it would make sense later. But anyways, the band shipped off to Abbey Road Studios and released their second album, Pretty Odd, in 2008. Here's the song, 9 in the Afternoon.
The brand. you know we live in a toy. You know that Paul Gates bought himself a trumpet from the Salvation Army. Well, but there ain't no sunshine in his song. We must reinvent love, reinvent love, reinvent love. He took the days for patches and became as mad as rabbits with bushels of
is but a dream. Fantastic pose and greed, then we should feed our jewelry to the sea. For diamonds do appear to be just like broken glass to me. And then she said she can't believe genius only comes along in storms of fabled foreign tongues, tripping eyes and flooded lungs. Northern downpour sends its love. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins my one and lonely.
The ink is running toward the page, it's chasing off the days. Look back at both feet and that winding knee. I missed your skin when you were east. Clicked your heels and wished for me. Through playful lips made of yarn, that fragile Capricorn unraveled words like moths upon old scars. I know the world's a broken bone, but melt your headaches, call it home. Hey moon, forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down.
Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins my one and lonely. Sugar cane in the easy morning, where the veins.
You are. area.
Because the second album was so different from the first, some creative tensions arose. Ryan Ross and John Walker wanted to continue with the Beatles-directed sound. Spencer Smith and Brendan Urie did not. They wanted to do stuff more in the style of their debut. So the band split. Ryan Ross was done with Panic and started his own band with John Walker called The Young Veins, and Urie and Smith kept going. They kept the name Panic at the Disco as well, and yeah, they, like I said, just kept going in a similar direction to the debut. Their first single, post-split, which signified this new era and return to basics, I suppose, was called New Perspective. Here it is.
Come along because I love your face, and I'll admire your expensive taste. And who cares, divine intervention? I wanna be praised from a new
Now, Panic at the Disco's sound changed a lot over the years, and they sort of lost their label as one of those 2000 emo staples. But those few years where they were on top of that were huge. A big band that was very formative for me growing up, that I actually found through listening to Panic at the Disco, was 21 Pilots. They also blend a lot of different genres, such as hip-hop, electronic, and rock, and they just were able to encapsulate that whole energy and vibe of 2000s emo into the next decade afterwards. So up first, here's Tear in My Heart to end off the show.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been.
You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement.
You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around. Is my armor, she's the tear in my heart. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been. I can't take them on my own, my own. I'm not the one, you know, you know. I have killed a man and all I know is I am on the run and go. Don't wanna call you in the nighttime. Don't wanna give you all my pieces. Don't wanna hand you all my trouble. Don't wanna give you all my demons. You'll have to watch me struggle from several rooms away. Tonight, I need you to stay. Several rooms away, but tonight I need you to
stay.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Flex that musical muscle memory. If you've got the CanCon canon and Kingston's music scene on instant recall, this is your chance to prove it. Bring your crew, big or small, and help power the station that powers your local scene. CFRC will be at Something on the Water Brewery from 7 till 9 p.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd for musical trivia with your hosts Sherry and Terry of 30 Years of Nonsense. Win great prizes, CFRC swag, and bragging rights.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on CFRC.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors can also earn one more ticket for each of our raffle draws featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Agent 99, Atomica, Black Dog Tavern, Diane's Fish Shack and Smokehouse, Harper's Burgers, Domino's Pizza, Tango Nuevo, The Grad Club, Skin Fusion Spa, The Fun Zone, and Minotaur Games and Gifts. And don't forget to take our Release Radar Listener's Choice Survey and vote for your favorite local artists that we air every day and enter for a chance to win even more prizes. Enjoy the benefits of helping CFRC support local music. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community